This week on Country Kitchens, we meet the vegetarian-turned-beef farmer. Skye Douglas was an inner-city environmental scientist who is now using her knowledge for beef production in the foothills of the Bunya Mountains. This is beef like you've never tasted before. Free-range, grass-fed, with no antibiotics or hormones. The ABC's Brad Marcellus is at Skye's property to find out the true value of paddock to plate with grass-fed beef.
Well, when we say grass-fed cattle, we mean grass-fed and finished, so that's 100% on a pasture diet. Some people will say grass-fed and they'll supplement the feed with grains or other additives, but our cattle get 100% grass-fed. They do get a molasses lick if they want it. It's on offer, and they do like it.
What's the flavour difference in the meat?
Well, grass-fed cattle takes a bit longer to mature, to get to size, so typically it's a bit more intense. It's a bit more of a beefier flavour, if you like. So it does have more flavour than other cattle, I believe. Yeah.
Is there a certain type of cattle that you have to use for that sort of style? Or what are you running? What breed are they?
Typically, British breed cattle are really good for this sort of style of farming just because they marble up quite well on the pasture. So our cattle, it's my husband's family operation, so they always had a Hereford cross Shorthorn breed, and then a few years ago they introduced the Black Angus, and that was predominantly for smaller calves, so they wouldn't have trouble calving, and the Shorthorn adds they're a dual purpose breed, so they enable the calves to have good nutrition, so it was sort of that good combination. And what we find is the Hereford and the Angus together, it's a really good flavour combination and allows good fat coverage on grass.
This is absolutely heaven though here where we're sitting, Skye, at your property. You look out and just the rolling green, so green, plains, the mountains in the distance. It's a very different environment than I think of a lot of the rest of Queensland. You've got the birds, the rainforest sort of birds, and we've even got a bunya tree that we're sitting under. So what is this about this environment that serves well?
This property's ex-dairy, early 1900s. My husband's family purchased it to fatten bullocks for the forestry. So we're surrounded by forestry and national park, forestry on one side and national park on the other. And it's made up of Notafield vine scrub, which is in, and we're in that area, that McPherson overlap, where we have species from the west and species from the east that sort of come together. And we think we're pretty lucky. We really have a rich diversity of bird species and, you know, a lot of wallabies and little bettongs and all that sort of thing. And really rich soils. So when we...
Yeah, it's so red. It's like that really red, rich soil that you can see breaking through the green grass.
Yeah, so it's volcanic soils, and we've got really, like a really deep layer of topsoil. When we put our bores down, our the guys who were drilling were saying it was phenomenal. We had 30 foot of topsoil. So, and we have been working on, I mean, that's not all our doing. That's just that the property's quite unique, I think, in that regard.
So how, Skye, did you get into beef farming?
Yeah, so my husband's family were some of the first settlers in Blackbutt. And they were always graziers, pastoralists. I met my husband in, I don't know, 25 years ago now. He always, I think, intended to be here. I didn't necessarily, I didn't know that we were going to do that. When we came here and started to have children, what the main thing for me was that my son had food allergies, and I found it really hard to find really good quality food. As well as that, when I met my husband, I was vegetarian, so I had a really...
No way! and you're environmental scientist as well, vegetarian, and yeah. now beef farming.
So, interesting turn of events, but it was really important to me that animals are treated really well, and that, you know, I didn't understand that. I grew up in the city, so my perspective has changed over time, and in getting to see how the animals are treated and what a fabulous life they have here. And then my children were, you know, my son had some food allergies. We've got allergies and anaphylaxis in the family. And so I was trying to go back to grassroots healthy food for my family. And
do we understand what we're eating enough? Is it, you know, something that a lot of the people in the city, you know, don't know what they're putting in their bodies?
Yeah, and there's a lot of that. So the more I learnt, the more I realised that, you know, there's additives to even meat. When you buy meat, you think that there's not really much that can be done to it, but I know there's things that can be added and ways it can be made palatable when it shouldn't be. So I wanted to eat our beef, and the way I thought we could afford for me to eat our beef and our family to eat our beef was to offer it for sale to other people. And so that's where we started.
What's good about this life?
It's fabulous for the kids. You know, we've got chooks and dogs and cats, and they've got all the space they need to run around, fresh air. It feels good. And as well as that, you know, we've developed a really good relationship with our customers, mainly in Brisbane and in locally here. You know, that's those relationships are really special. I really love being able to talk to people about what we do, and they have questions and we can answer them. But I definitely feel that people have a real interest in what they're eating, want to know their farmer, so they're really keen to, you know, we have open days here as well. We haven't had one since COVID, so it's kind of held everything up, but we're planning to have another one again soon. And those days are really successful because we get customers out, they can ask, they can look at the cattle, they can ask about the cattle. We do a bit of a hay ride around the block and have a barbecue, and so it's a really lovely day. And customers connecting with each other as well, I think that's really nice because they've all got sort of that common interest in their food and where it comes from. And I like the idea of having a bit of a community around food. I think it's so important.
With that community around food, what do you think that brings? A firm understanding of what people are eating? Just an appreciation of what they're paying even?
Yes, some education around what it takes to get a steak on your plate.
People are always looking for the bargain, you know, and supermarkets celebrate, oh, it's, this is the cheapest price. Is cheap good?
well, no. I wouldn't say, I don't look at that anymore. Yeah. And maybe that was something that when I was younger might have been a consideration, but I think that, you know, with education you come to understand that the quality is what you're looking for. So, you know, maybe you decide you're not going to eat so much meat and you eat just quality meat, that's good too. So I feel like there's definitely an education around the time that things take. You know, good food is slow as far as I can understand, and so, you know, our animals take longer than if they're in a feedlot to mature, to get to the age, but that's good too. You know, in that time they're moving about and they're, you know, hanging out with their mob, and it's a good thing. So
what's the best way of eating your pasture raised beef, Skye?
Here we go. My kids love slow cooked brisket or spare ribs. That's sort of a favourite here. A lot of my customers talk about how good our mince is because it's, and I mean, mince should be just minced steak, you know, minced trim and steak. I don't know what they do to it to make it terrible in the supermarkets, but that's something that people always comment about, how great our mince is. And our sausages, and they're just a simple sausage, so they're not anything special really, but they are just predominantly meat in the sausage, and I think that's the difference. We love steak.
But on the barbecue?
Yeah, just on the barbecue. My favourite's a rib fillet, but you know, you can't really beat that, can you?
No. So vegetarian, city girl, now farming. Will you ever be able to go back? Could you go back to the city?
It'd be hard. It'd be really hard. When we do go on holidays or whatever, the closeness of the houses and the hemmed-in-ness of everything feels a bit much.
Not knowing what you're eating as well.
I couldn't do that. We'd have to find our own farmer to support us. Yeah, that's right.
Vegetarian city girl now. Vegetarian city girl now into beef. What a great story that is. Skye Douglas from Hybrid Beef in the South Burnett, having a chat there to Brad Marsalis.